hit a cart path and a tree, and it continued moving down the field. Here's a handoff to T.J. Moore, and he's rumbling. Breaks free of two tackles. He's cross midfield all the way down to the 47-yard line for a 22-yard gain. First and 10 for Kansas City, finally brought down by number 11, Taylor Cady.
Well, another guy that we said has been doing a lot of damage on limited carries. Get that man the football. T.J. Moore with a big run on first down as he rumbles, bumbles, and stumbles his way, breaking tackles before eventually number 11, Taylor Cady, makes what would be a touchdown-saving tackle.
T.J. Moore with seven carries for 82 yards last week against USA. And it's a handoff to number 33 once again in the backfield. And number 57, Bailey Kruszewski on the linebacker blitz comes into the backfield and drops him for a four-yard loss. The tackle for a loss sets up now second and 14.
Sometimes the wing tee, it takes a little bit longer for plays to develop. With three running backs, when T.J. Moore gets the football on that play, he is the far left-handed running back. So when the run goes to the right, the quarterback turns his back and has got to fake the ball to two different running backs before T.J. Moore gets it. And with the blitz being dialed up, they got into the backfield quickly for a loss on the play.
Cutherell's rolling to his left, and he's in trouble. And he finally lets it fly, and the ball is tipped away by Brady Smith and falls incomplete. Good lineman getting his hands up at the last second. Brings up now third down, 14 to go.
I like the play call of dialing up play action with your little bit quicker quarterback in Sandon Cutherell. The problem is when you're right-handed and you roll the pocket out to the left, Cuthrell's then got to turn his body around and set his feet before he could throw the football, and he didn't quite have enough time to do that. Brady Smith bringing the heat. As Cuthrell delivers the football, Brady Smith does a nice job knowing he's not going to get the sack to get his hands up, knocks the football down, brings up third and very long now for Cass City.
14 yards for a first down at their own 49-yard line in Cass City. It's a pitch out to the right to number 11, Brad Hacker. He gets to midfield for a gain of a yard and brought down by Keegan Valentine, the linebacker for Lakers, for a gain of a yard. Fourth down and 13 to go from midfield.
Yeah, you got to get a body on number 7 of Lakers, Keegan Valentine, the senior linebacker, as he bounces off of the T.J. Moore block to get over there and make the tackle for a short gain. He is a tackling machine, as we've mentioned, Clark, in the pregame, and he will be all around the football on defense all night long.
The ball is working off the right hash from the 50-yard line, deep back. For Lakers is number 12, Brennan Wisner, the quarterback, defensive back, punt returner, and you name it, he does it tonight. T.J. Moore back to punt, gets this one away. It's a line drive, and right into the hands of Brennan Wisner, and he kneels down at the 19 to grab it, and that will be a nice punt in nice field location for Kansas City's special team, pinning Kansas City back at their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, so far, what we kind of expected, somewhat lower scoring, field position battle, both teams really feeling out the other team, trying to figure out who's going to do what. Lakers come out throwing the football early on their first drive, haven't seen it since. Be surprised if they don't go back to it here quickly, but Cass City winning the field position battle a little bit as Lakers starts way back at their own 20, 80 yards to pay dirt.
In the pistol, Brennan Wisner to his right. And running back, that's number 7, Keegan Valentine. Behind him is number 80, Jake Kretschmer. And he gets the handoff on the pitch to the right. He has the first down. They're actually going to say he stepped out of bounds just shy of the 30-yard line at the 29. A 9-yard gain. Second down, 1 to go. 4:21 left in the first. Still no score.
Yeah, looking. There we go. He gets it down to 29 now. A good run there. Jacob Kretschmer, he is a big guy. He plays mostly wide receiver and linebacker, very tall, showing some speed there as he gets to the sideline on the sweep or the pitch to the outside. Does a nice job turning it upfield.
And he gets the handoff coming around the left end. He's down to the 35 to the 40. Sheds a tackler and dives forward all the way out to the 44-yard line where he's finally brought down after a 16-yard gain. Finally brought down by Brendan Hamilton out of the secondary, enough to move the chains for the green and white.
Well, Cass City is very strong up the middle with big bodies like Brady Warford up the middle. They have great linebacker corps led by Nick Perry. So up the middle, they are very tough. Lakers picking on the ends, though, getting the ball to the outside. Similar to what USA did last week, getting to the outside. That's what Lakers doing here on this drive. Back-to-back, nice runs.
A pitch to Jacob Kretschmer once again. Number 80 trying to cut back inside. We have a flag at the very end as he's brought down to the 46-yard line by number 33, T.J. Moore. We have flags in the backfield. We have flags at the line of scrimmage, and it's a face mask against Cass City. And there are two varieties of face masks. One's 15 yards. That's if you pull it, yank it, and bring him down with it. The other is five if you just grab it and release. This appears to be a 15-yard penalty, so this pushes Lakers from their own 47-yard line all the way down to the Cass City 38.
Well, our own Doug Cole called it out right here. He could see it, and it was very clear. T.J. Moore used that face mask to pull him down. Usually when a running back of that size hits the ground head first, it's pretty clear how he was pulled down, and officials from all different angles seen it. And a pretty easy call there, and a total field position swap now for Lakers.
Receiver wide each way, Brennan Wisner on the keeper, trying to go through and behind his left guard. Gets brought down by number 25, Shade Perzanowski, defensive tackle, senior for Cass City. Only allows 1 yard, second down, 9 to go from the Cass City 37. 3:43 left in the first, still no score.
And in that pistol formation, Brennan Wisner running the read option, which we've seen so many of our athletic quarterbacks in this area run. He puts the ball in the arms of his running back at this time, Keegan Valentine. He didn't like what he saw, so he pulled the ball back, kept it himself for a short gain.
Wisner in trouble. Gets it down the little bubble screen to Keegan Valentine. He's out to the running. He's crossed the 20 down to the 15 and nearly down to the 10-yard line when he's forced out of bounds on the far sideline by Lucas Stern for a big gain all the way down to the Cass City 11-yard line.
Well, again, when you draw up this, when you're feeling that much pressure up the middle, it is easy to call a screen pass. And Brennan Wisner is in the backfield by himself. Keegan Valentine, as the running back, looks like he is going to block for a straight-up pass play. And I'm very impressed because Brennan Wisner is looking left the entire time. And as soon as the pressure gets to him, he looks right and dumps it off to his running back, Keegan Valentine. Looking off the pressure, does a nice job, and Cass City doesn't read it at all. Those defensive linemen come crashing in and had no idea that screen was there.
Wisner keeps it for himself, trying to go around the right end, gets all the way down to the 7-yard line. A gain of 4 brought down by Hank Janik, the linebacker for Cass City. Gain of 4, second down, 6 to go.
With no JV program for Cass City, you've seen a lot of these younger guys who are practicing with the varsity. I've seen a couple last week. We're seeing a few more already this week, Clark. Again, Hank Janik, a sophomore playing linebacker for Cass City, getting in on the action. We've seen a couple, Sandon Cathrell, running the offense. So we've seen some of these underclassmen working their way up and impressing Coach Cathrell and getting some playing time here tonight.
Receiver wide each way. It's a pitch out to Jacob Kretschmer going around the left end. He has Keegan Valentine as a lead blocker, and he gets all the way down to the 5-yard line where he's stopped by Brendan Hamilton, the safety for Cass City. It's a gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards. It sets up a third down, 4 to go.
Absolutely. And Lakers can still get a first down yet here without scoring. Looks like that first down marker just inside the 2-yard line, Clark. So, again, this is going to be definitely 4 down territory for Lakers, and continue to see with not a lot of room. They probably don't throw it as much here. You can probably expect another run. Kretschmer had a lot of success on this series so far.
Wisner in the pistol, rolling to his right. Passes to the end zone, and it's nearly intercepted. As Brad Hacker was there, nearly intercepted the pass. Intended for the far corner of the end zone, incomplete. Lakers now facing a 4th and 4.
Well, Brandon Wuschlager, the intended target, but Brad Hacker reading Brennan Wisner there. Brennan Wisner drops back, looks right, stares right, and eventually throws right. And be honest with you, that should have been picked off. That ball was not thrown hard. It was a lob pass and just didn't quite come down with it. Brad Hacker made a nice play to knock that down. I don't like the play call passing it there, Clark, because now on 4th down, you still have quite a ways to go to get your first down or even score. I would have liked to have seen a running play there, but we'll see what Coach Grabowski dials up here.
First down markers at the 1, Heeler at the 5. Wisner in trouble, pitches it out to the far right to Valentine. He has a ways to go, and he's brought down just beyond the line of scrimmage for a 2-yard gain, and it's not enough to change the down. And it will be a turnover of downs. Cass City coming out with the nearer goal line stand.
And that's what usually happens. You dial up pass on 3rd down. You're almost obligated to do it again on 4th down, and that's what happened. And Brennan Wisner doing everything he can to keep the play alive. And his safety valve there, number 7, Keegan Valentine, just off into the flats.